It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
You got to catch me up a little bit here. We're going to have Troy Rank on in a second. And we'll get back to the Broncos pressers and Mike and Chad. How about Chad Brown? Chad Brown on with Mike Evans, doing a great job.
Way better job than you just did.
Well, I'm not on with Mike Evans. This Baker Mayfield UFO stuff.
Right.
So help me out here. He's with his wife. They see something. He thinks it's a UFO, and he writes about it on Twitter that it's a UFO.
Correct. Yes. He put on Twitter that him and his wife saw a UFO come shooting out of the sky, went directly down towards some lake, and asked if anybody else saw it.
Now, I have not heard this, but our own soon-to-be skydiving Orlando Franklin, I think that's happening this weekend, I believe. Orlando believes in UFOs?
I don't know.
Well, let's listen.
My question to you is, do you want your quarterback publicly acknowledging that he's seen a UFO?
Yeah, if you saw it, you saw it, Sandy. Nobody else saw it. Hey, but there's been so many other reports of people seeing UFOs.
So you're a UFO guy, and you would not think your quarterback less than serious if he claimed to see one.
I'm looking at other people that have claimed. I'm looking at scientists talking about it. So if my quarterback's
not last
it now,
night.
Not last night, but I'm looking just at the history, Sandy. People claiming that they've seen UFOs. I've heard it so many different times. I don't know what to believe. I just know that as we live on Earth, our technology becomes to get better and better and better each and every year.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Here, fade the music down for a second.
I know we just released all the classifieds, man. We've got documents out there. Who knows?
What the hell scientist is Orlando talking about? He just said he knows of scientists that believe in seeing UFOs. Who's he talking about?
Well, what was that series I just watched? I just watched the whole UFO Discovery series. I forget it was great, though. It was a fantastic show. Just don't remember the name. The military just released all their documents. I'm just saying, you know.
It's science.
I'm not a UFO guy. Hey, but for the record, Colin Cowherd apparently went off on Baker Mayfield as well today.
Okay.
And Sandy was going off on him as well, saying, I don't want my quarterback talking about seeing UFOs. Do you know that Baker Mayfield is not the only starting quarterback in the NFL to claim to have seen a UFO?
Who else played quarterback with Orlando Franklin? Who else?
The current MVP of the National Football League has claimed to have seen a UFO.
Aaron Rodgers.
He said, yes, Aaron Rodgers. Here it was. Now, what was the date of this? This was 2016. Aaron Rodgers shares wild tale of UFO sighting.
Oh, my God.
He said he was with Steve Levy, his college friend, or his college teammate,
okay,
and a couple other friends. They saw a large orange left-to-right moving object, and because of the overcast nature of the night and the snow, you couldn't make it out. It was behind the clouds we were seeing, but it was definitely large, moving from left to right. It was me, Steve, and his brother that saw it, and he goes out of sight, and we look at each other and go, what the blank was that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Relax.
Baker Mayfield's in good company.
Here is old man Cowherd about Baker Mayfield.
I would prefer, of all the qualities of franchise quarterbacks, I want to know your arm. Are you good pre-snap? Are you mobile? The ability to see UFOs in the offseason is nowhere near my not top 10 qualifications. Joe Montana, Troy Aikman, Terry Bradshaw, Tom Brady have never seen aliens.
But Aaron Rodgers
has. I would prefer my guys don't talk about it. But in fairness, Aaron Rodgers also admits he's seen a UFO and he did win a Super Bowl.
I had not heard that audio. That's funny.
I guess I kind of agree with Colin Cowherd on this one.
Oh, here we go. You've been crushing Colin.
I have. Hold on. This is a boomer take that I don't believe in UFOs? Seriously.
Well, the United States military does.
Orlando, you can't come on the air and say you've heard of a scientist say there are UFOs and not name who that scientist was. My man. And just say you've heard so many different things you don't know what to believe.
I don't have a great take on this one other than it's funny.
It is funny if Baker Mayfield was doing this as a goof. If he's doing this as a goof, it is
funny. It was
funny.
Not a goof. Not a goof. Neither was Aaron Rodgers.
I really don't. I don't think this stops you from winning a Super Bowl.
Well, probably guarantees you win an MVP.
Maybe. It just means you are... I hate to say, I'm not trying to rip necessarily. I guess I am trying to rip on people who believe in UFOs. If you really want to advocate that there are UFOs out there and you just saw one, or that you believe in their existence, then you got a distorted viewpoint of reality.
Wow.
Yeah. No, not wow. Duh. Like, yeah. There literally is.
It doesn't mean it has to be an alien to see a UFO. Doesn't mean it has to be alien life form.
What wormhole are you going down?
I'm just. Have you not seen what the U.S. military has put out?
Give it to me, dude.
Huh?
Well, go ahead.
Just go down the wormhole. Joe Rogan, listen to his podcast. No, it's crazy.
You got that.
I'm not even a believer. I'm a believer.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm a believer in the good Lord, but I'm not a believer in that.
No doubt, boomer. It's a boomer take. To not believe in UFOs and think it's strange that people do is a boomer take. All right, let's go to Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, who joins us.
Courtesy of ROX, Rock's Eating in there.
Troy, do you believe in the possibilities of UFOs?
I'm not a UFO guy. I'm not going to say that they don't exist. I just don't.
All right, stop. I am going to say on this radio station, they do not exist. I am brave and bold enough to say UFOs in our lifetime do not exist. I don't know what happened billions of years before. I don't know what's going to happen billions of years later. But here in our lifetime, there are no such things as UFOs. We just landed.
That's not true.
We just landed a contraption on Mars. So I'm not saying that it's not possible to put things on other planets. But in our lifetimes, there are no UFOs. I'm sorry, Troy. What'd you say?
What's up? What's up, dude?
Hey. Sounds good, man. I'm not about to argue. I'm not a science fiction guy, so Tyler can take that. He can take that argument. I'm out on that one.
I'm not arguing for UFOs. I'm not arguing.
You're out on that one. You simply can't say, yeah, D-Mac, you're right. You got to say you're out on it. You don't want to like just kind of agree with me there.
Why is the United States military D-Mac, got all these documents? D-Mac, can you prove they don't
lose
exist?
Like. We've seen D-Mac lose like 100 pounds, so like anything's possible at this point.
I love it. I love it, Troy.
Wow, Troy. Wow.
I'm going to be honest, Troy's done it about 5 times.
Troy, well, that's true. Troy has just compared my weight loss to the improbability of UFOs existing. All right, and on that note, what were your big takeaways from George Payton and Vic Fangio today?
It was mainly about George Payton, really, and... The interesting thing about Von Miller is the fact that he said he wants Von back, which I expected him to say. And if they didn't, they could have cut him by now because they basically said, they did a solid to A.J. Boye and Jarrell Casey because they weren't coming back and they wanted to let them get on the market before free agency hit. So clearly they want Von back. It's under what conditions? Because if they wanted him back, they control that. They could just pick up the option and say you're back. So clearly they're trying to work through some stuff. And if that involves a pay cut, what will Vaughn say? Will he see J.J. Watt as the floor or the ceiling in possible free agency? Will he just say, I want to take a bite in free agency. I've never done it. So that's interesting to me. The other takeaways, obviously, are that, they have a wandering eye at quarterback. Tyler's talked about this a lot. You guys talk about it. They're impressed with Drew Lock's offseason. He stayed in town. I talked to Dalton Reisner about this. And Drew's had a great offseason, working out 5 days a week. 4 days at the facility, one day at Lando's place. But the reality is he has been inconsistent. So they're not ruling anything out at quarterback. But George Payton is checking all the boxes. Nothing's going to get beyond him. But the Von Miller one was interesting to me because of the fact if they wanted him back, they could have done it already. And so they clearly want him back, but they want him back on their terms. Otherwise, this would be over.
Yeah, it is interesting. They did acknowledge that they've been having conversations with him and his agent at this point. So I'm a little bit surprised to hear that we have not really heard anything about those negotiations at this point. I mean, have you heard any specifics of what they've actually talked about?
No, and I'm not surprised at that based on my knowledge of George Payton and how he does his business. He does his business in the shadows. He's had a great relationship with agents through the years. He protects their privacy. So I'm not surprised. I mean, it's not going to say there's going to be there'll be leaks at times. But it's just different with him and the way he deals with agents. Remember, he was an assistant GM for 12 years. So that's the one thing about Payton. His phone never stops buzzing. He knows everybody in the league. That's why when he says we're going to be involved in trade talks, because he can pick up the phone and call some. He knows everybody from every team, and I love that about him, that he can be nimble because of relationships he's built up over more than a decade as an assistant GM. But now I have not heard, but it obviously would involve something to do with the money. So either you ask Von to take a pay cut or you restructure it to give him money differently to take just less of a hit this year. The problem with saying a straight pay cut to Von, and I'm taking Von's side here, is they don't need the cap room. They're at $44 million right now. They don't net, I mean, I'm not saying they couldn't use it, but they're not sitting there right up against the cap saying, man, you got to do us a favor here. They're not. So I could see Von just saying, I want to try free agency. I think I'm better than J.J. Watt, and I can get a couple million more than him. So that's where it gets complicated.
What is Von Miller's trade value at this point?
None, because, I mean, it would be like Jurrell Casey last year, where the teams would be sitting there knowing you're going to release him then. If you're asking, if you're going to trade him, unless a team could somehow say, we'll give you a fifth and be able to negotiate with Von to keep him on our, you know, maybe a two-year deal, it's just the circumstances. He clearly has value as a player still, but in a trade market, it just wouldn't materialize because teams would be calling the Broncos bluff. Why would we trade for someone we feel like you're going to release?
All right, what about, I'm going down the list here. Well, let me play some for you. Peyton's thoughts about Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, we're still working through the, you know, Philip. I think Philip's a good player, very passionate. Obviously had some injuries last year, but he's a good player. He brings energy. He brings juice. You know, he's a restricted free agent. We do plan on tendering him. You know, I'm not sure what level, but, you know, we want Philip here.
Okay. Read between those lines.
Yeah, I think they would like him here, but I think they're going to put an original round tender on him, and so there wouldn't be no draft pick compensation. That would allow Philip to explore free agency, see what's out there, and then if it's not, I'm not saying it's Shelby Harris, but if you go out there and he doesn't like what he sees, they bring him back. And it's not like they don't want him back, but again, some of these things are, we want you back on our terms. And in Philip's case, I mean, you guys know I love Philip Lindsay. I love everything about him, but they didn't like him last year in their offense because they didn't use him. They didn't think he could catch the ball, and he fell out of favor when they didn't feel like he could play on third down. So he didn't have a role in the offense when Melvin Gordon started running the ball well the last eight games. So do they want him back? I have no doubt they would love to have him back. But again, I don't see him putting a second-round tender on Philip Lindsay. I see it being an original-round tender with the idea if another team comes in and makes him an offer that's better, then they'd lose him. That's what it's felt like the entire offseason with Lindsay. And I just want to see Philip get paid. So if that happens, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing for Philip.
Well, that's an awfully big insult to Phil, honestly. If you're going to put an original-round tender on him at this point and allow any team to come get him, sign him for whatever you want, all they have to do is offer a deal that the Broncos don't want to match. When if you were to put a second-round tender on him, all you have to do is pay him an extra $1 million. The difference is 2.1 for an original round to 3.25 for a second round tender. I mean, wow, did we not learn our lesson with C.J. Anderson? We did the exact same thing with C.J., and then we ended up having to pay him because we didn't put a second rounder on him.
Yeah, they're not in that position with Philip because they have Gordon. And I just think, honestly, if they lost both of them, they would move on. There's going to be enough guys available in free agency that they probably feel like they could start their running back room over. and cheaper. I mean, they overspent for Gordon. We all know that. And I thought Gordon played really well the last eight games. But when you look at the industry, there's just no reason to pay a running back that kind of money. I mean, he'd have to be a superstar, and there's just so few of those that I wouldn't be surprised if they redo the running back room. I would think one of them will be back, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm shocked if they're not, if neither of them are back.
Troy, the Rockies did not lose today. And a barn burner with the Mariners, they tied them 9-9. Means they've played two consecutive spring training games in a row where they haven't lost.
Whoa.
Are you feeling this team?
Wow.
I'm not. Having covered those early spring training games, most of the guys that participate in those games do not ultimately make the 25-man roster.
What?
So, I mean, you're talking about guys that get one at bat. The guys who bat from the sixth inning on aren't on the team. So, and especially the pitchers you face. That's why you don't really look at spring training numbers until 2 weeks in, until the end, because that's when you face big league pitching on an everyday basis.
So E. Montero is not going to make the team? B. Severin? He might make the team. I'm rooting for Greg Bird, though, aren't you? You've got to be pulling for Greg Bird a little bit.
But yeah, of course. Colorado kid, that'd be fantastic.
By the way, this is great with spring training. So the Rockies are down two runs going into the top of the ninth, and they do tie the game. Seattle's the home
team.
Nobody
cares.
Nobody cares. So Colorado ties the game in the top of the ninth. Seattle, the game's tied. They don't play the bottom of the ninth. Like, they're just,
like I said, nobody cares.
I didn't know, Troy, they don't, like, finish innings. I know they sometimes cut games short, and I know games end in ties. I didn't know they just ended a half inning, and then they just go home.
That's new this year. Like, this year, they could get to a pitch count in an inning, like 25 pitches, and they just roll the inning over. They just stop, like,
wow,
a scrimmage.
Wow.
It's totally different this year.
Oh, that's
why, you know, again, in their defense, spring training is about getting work in. I could never tell you outside of one season, like what the Rockies record was in spring training, because Clint Hurdle made a big deal about it, how if they won the Cactus League title,
oh, really?
It would give him momentum. And I thought he was joking, so we got into this argument about it. And he was just trying to kind of like pump his team up. And I'm just like, this is cotton candy. This means absolutely nothing, what you do in spring training. And they went out that year, and they won 73 games like they did the year before, so there's no surprise.
But they won spring training.
Yes. I think you get a big cactus for that.
All right. I do have a little baseball, Colorado baseball nugget, kind of off the beaten path, but kind of a cool thing. So there was and do you remember that big, tall kid who came in here to kind of shadow us? And do you remember him, Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
His name is Brady Lejeune.
Yeah, he's a Texas Tech, right? He pitched his butt off the other day.
Hold on. Yeah. He is a Texas Tech. He's a freshman. He set a new school record. He is the first pitcher ever in the history of Texas Tech in his debut to strike out the side in his first appearance.
Nice. Very cool.
How about that? That's kind of cool.
How do you pronounce his last name, D-Mac? Lejeune
Diakoutis. It's hyphenated.
Yeah.
Lejeune Diakoutis. And I know
it's... Yeah, because Trim... Taylor Otrimba's not there anymore. He transferred to Arizona.
Oh, he did? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's at U of A now.
Creek kid.
Oh.
Right. Why did he transfer? Wasn't playing.
I don't know that. I just know he's at U of A now.
Okay. All right. Little nuggets. Thank you, Troy. We'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Got it.